Nightlight by Brittany Ochter. At my baptism, I received a set of scriptures. I was so excited. The black-bound books had my name engraved on them in bright gold letters. I proudly carried them to church every Sunday. Previously, I had had only a Book of Mormon. Now I felt extra special carrying the other scriptures, too. As a new member of the church, I decided I would read the Bible every day. But that only lasted about a week. I got confused with all the names and years in the first part of Genesis, so I tried just reading during the sacrament on Sundays. After a while, I wasn't thinking about Jesus anymore. I was just trying to piece together who was who in the Bible. A year later, our family started reading the Book of Mormon together. When we finished the following year, I had forgotten almost everything we had read. As I became older and could understand things better, I decided to read the Book of Mormon by myself. I started okay, but soon began forgetting or thinking I didn't have enough time. When I did read it, it went through my 11-year-old brain like water. I was just reading to read and was not really understanding what the book was saying. Then, the summer right before I turned 12, I went to girls' camp with my ward's young women. We had time each night for scripture study in our tents, and I decided I was going to read the scriptures every night I was there. I began with the first words of the first verse that almost everyone has memorized. I, Nephi, having been born of goodly parents. 1 Nephi chapter 1, verse 1. It was so incredible. I don't know how, but the scriptures started making more sense. I felt how hard it would be if Heavenly Father commanded my family to leave our home and go somewhere so far away. I had always known the story of how the Lord commanded Nephi to go get the brass plates, but those 3 nights at camp, I could actually see a young man going to an evil man's home, needing the plates. I have read the scriptures every night since girls' camp. I haven't forgotten, and if I accidentally turn off the lights before I read my scriptures, I am not able to sleep. After I finish reading the Book of Mormon, I plan on reading the Bible. Now that I have learned to liken the scriptures unto us, that it might be for our profit and learning, 1 Nephi chapter 19, verse 23, I hope others will learn from my experience and be able to enjoy reading the scriptures. End of Night Light by Brittany Ochter. Comforters.